Every day is full of options, full of decisions, full of choices, a chance to change, an opportunity to grow. We only get one chance at this life. Every moment is a new moment, a new opportunity to make a change. Our decisions shape us into who we are, but our decisions can change who we'll be. So I know it starts with me. It's my choice to change the norm. It's my decision to make things better. Who else is gonna make a difference? I'm not built to wait for change. I'm made to awaken it. This day, this hour, this moment starts with me. It all starts with me.
To start today, there's a couple of people who are missing because a single person has made an appearance to the planet. So I'm going to show you a picture of Gideon Nico Agee. It's Caleb and Sierra's son. He was born last weekend in the midst of a snowstorm. I mean, just look at that little buttum, right? And you may wonder, like, what's all the bumps on his nose? He's a little yellow. All of that's very common for newborns, right? So if you're like, yep, they've got these little baby pimples that happen, and so that's what's on his nose. And then just the yellow stuff happens when they're born. That all kind of goes away. He's doing great. They're doing great at home now, kind of adjusting to life with a baby. Yay, yay. It is an adjustment. All right, so we'll walk through again some of the things that we're going to do in this room. In particular, going to do something really awesome today. So we believe prayer meetings are the way in which we're going to see a move of God in this generation. We believe that the gospel is going to extend beyond us, and it's going to get to people you know, so that when we talk about what God is doing, it's not some anonymous story, but it's us being able to say, all right, God is at work, and so we're able to see it by the people that we know. We want to help to teach you how to pray, and that just being a reflection of no one really teaching me, but just saying, all right, go do that thing. So we want to help that be a part of it. So we want to know how to pray and sing the Bible, how to corporately pray together, and how to pray for someone. And so intending to implement those into the services that we lead in this room. And so we've called it, It Starts With Me. And so today I just want to say, it starts with me and mine, kind of a play on you specifically. It starts with you and then mine, a reflection of your time, your space, your people, your crew, me and mine. All right, so let's go 1 Thessalonians 5. We're going to read verses 12 to 22, and then we're just going to kind of work a couple of those and give some practical help. All right, so here's 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 12. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and over you in the Lord and admonish you, to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to anyone and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophecies, but test everything, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every kind of evil. So there were a couple of things in that text that I just want to kind of highlight as just some boundaries, then I'm going to give you a couple other texts to work with it, all right? So the first is just admonishing the idle, all right? So idle is what your car does when it's not moving, right? So when you're in your car, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, some random person, it's in park when it's stopped, right? Depending on how awesome your car is, right? Some people push a button, right? And Star Trek starts flying, right? Other people have to encourage their car a little bit more with the all right, we're moving. All right, so when you, like with my truck, we have to, right? Some people have it down this way where they like, some people have a manual, right? You may call it a stick shift, whatever, right? But there is a moment where you're in park, right? And then the first notch is reverse, right? The middle notch is neutral, right? Then you've got drive, and then the number of different kind of drives that are below that. All right, so when your car's just sitting there, it's running, but it's not doing anything. It's called idle, right? Your car is idling. All right, so here would be the idea. Like, why would 1 Thessalonians use the word idle in reference to people who love Jesus? This is the very same reason Josh would say of all of us today. None of us came to church this morning at 8:30, though I'm assuming most of you were kind of not forcefully led here, but willfully encouraged to be here, right? Like, none of you woke up this morning going, Mom, Dad, get out of bed. Let's do the thing. It usually is the other way around. All right, so what is idle? Idle's the way of we're running, things are on, but we're not going anywhere, right? And so what have we said a lot about people following Jesus, knowing Jesus, serving Jesus? There's a way to have the engine running and not going anywhere. There's a way to feel like you're spinning the wheels, your engine's rotating at 1,000 revolutions per minute, and yet it's making no progress, right? And so he's like, admonish the idle. It's coming alongside and saying, everything's running. Let's just put this mug in drive and go, right? Encourage the faint-hearted. How do you get faint in your heart? Your heart gets faint-hearted, and you become faint-hearted when you've been going really hard for a long time, and then all of a sudden, you just don't want to go anymore. So there's this, encourage those who haven't gone yet, and encourage those who have been going for a long time and are getting tired. And then there's this last line at the bottom, pray without ceasing. So when you hear that, right, you should never stop praying ever. So I'm not praying right now, not listening to 1 Thessalonians 5. You're not praying right now. We're all not listening to the Bible. I don't think that that's what the scriptures are saying, and we're going to help to show that a little bit. So Luke 18 is a parable Jesus shares. It's a way he says, hey, I want to teach you how to pray. I want to show you how to pray. I want to teach you what prayer is like. So Luke 18, 1, he says, I taught you, and I'm going to teach you this parable so that you'll learn to pray and not lose heart, right? You won't be faint-hearted, right? And in the parable, there's a wicked judge who has this woman who incessantly, just all the time, coming to him. She's relentless, won't let him go. And it says of him, because she won't let me go, because she won't slow down, because she won't stop down, because she is beating me down at her continual coming, right? Because she just won't stop, I'm going to give her what her asks for. And what Jesus says is if a wicked judge can look to someone who just won't stop asking, then how much more does God who sits in heaven listen to those who pray day and night and seek justice on his behalf? Will he not answer them? Right? That if someone who does not have any love for God, any love for people, can say, stop annoying me and I'll give you what you want, how much more does God, creator of all things, creator of us, desiring for us to walk out the purposes of God, when we ask, how much more do you just want to go? Yes. And then Philippians 1, Paul starts the book of Philippians, which we've been working through recently, is to say, man, I thank God every time I go to pray for you, a specific group of people. Always, in every prayer of mine, I pray with joy for you. And so when Paul, the very same person who wrote 1 Thessalonians, talks about praying without ceasing, he's saying when it comes to pray, when we go to pray, when we think our heart is engaged to pray, we are a praying people. It's just who we are. And so when we go to pray, then it means, man, when we do so, it's not just us being idle, but there's a way for us to get traction as we pray. And so when we talk about me and mine, there's two particular locations that I'm saying, let's start to encourage, let's, you know, admonish the idle, let's encourage the faint-hearted, let's start to pray without ceasing in two particular locations. The first is going to be your room, your bedroom, and the second is going to be your school, the place in which you study. Now, some of you, that may be the very same room, right? So you get the double whammy, all right? You get 2x prayer meetings in your room. And so when we talk about prayer stuff, most people, again, kind of have the pushback, don't know how, don't know what I would do, don't know what was going on. And then when we talk about doing prayer meetings at school, that only gets amplified because now it's a public venue. All right, so we share kind of these 5 steps in how could you lead a prayer meeting wherever you are, what's an easy way to get going like that. And so here's just the 5 steps that we have. The easiest way to start praying is to start praying. Right? Like I know that that's just so completely ridiculous, right? But if the goal is starting, we're like, all right, let's start praying. If you go to your room today and you walk into your room and you say, Jesus, I pray, you have officially entered into a prayer meeting in your room. Bum, 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 bum. Like, and I know that that's so simplistic, and yet I would say for most of us, that's not happening right now. And that's just not a part of the rhythm of our life. So what am I saying? I was like, you've got the engine running, right? The stuff is already in the tank. So let's go ahead and put this baby in drive, okay? So then how do you say, if it's there, how do we start from where we are and start moving forward? I'm so glad you asked. All right, the next one is owning it. All right, so how could you own praying in your room? You walk into your room. Jesus, I pray. You may very quickly go, oh God, what exactly am I going to pray about right now, right? Like you literally just ask God what you're going to ask God about, right? There's just this, oh God, Not to you, Lord. That was more like me, just your track. There's this, what am I going to say now when I'm praying? So how do you own it? There's some really easy ways that I found that are helpful to owning. All right. So one, we're going to give you a text to pray. We're all going to pray together, right? Corporately, going to kind of show you how you could run that hashba in your school. But we're going to pray together. How's an easy way to own it? Take the very same text that we're praying today, walk home, and when you get into your room, you can be like, I get to cheat right now, and it's a good thing. It's the best form of cheating in the whole world. You get to walk into your room, and you're going to go, okay, Psalm 145. We prayed that today, so I can say, Jesus, I pray. I'm going to steal Justin's prayer. That felt good to me. Ba, 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 ba. Okay, you're straight up praying, but now it's you praying the one that I prayed, which wasn't even me praying anyways. It's me praying the Bible, right? So there's no credit to me outside of you just being able to go, ho, 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 ho. Who's witty now, right? Like, you get that. There's other ways that friends of mine have done it, that there's a friend of mine works for Every Home for Christ. Their intention is to see the gospel go to every person in the whole world and every nation, have every house in that nation hear the gospel preached, right? And one of the lines that they would use would be, why should some people hear the gospel multiple times if someone hadn't heard it once? Good question. So what do? They have these maps that you can hang up in the wall. If you come to summer camp with us, you'll get one of these maps as a part of you going to conference. And what do? They hang this map on the wall, and there's a way for you to pray for every nation in the world in a year. That you're like, what would I pray for today? Jesus, I pray. Ooh, look at that prayer chart of all the nations of the world. What day is today? Right? I'm praying for Bangladesh today. Yes. Right? You get to go. Right? Catamaran. You can pray for any of these random countries in the whole world, and you'll be able to span the whole thing. But it's you owning it. It's you recognizing, okay, if I'm going to start a prayer meeting in my room and I'm going to own it, then I've got to kind of walk into my room prepared to do some stuff. All right? So then here's the other part. Okay, so start it, own it. There's got to be some enjoying of it. Right? So if you walk into your room this afternoon, right, and you're like, Jesus, I pray. Psalm 145, da, 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 da. If you're like, Psalm 145, blah, 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 blah. Hope you're happy, Lord. Blah. Right? If there's just this, I'm doing this to get the Almighty off of my back. I'm doing this to get the Lord to be happy with me. Then there's no sense of like joy in it. It's just you trying to punch a ticket. And God has zero interest in you just kind of punching a ticket. Right? You didn't need ticket punchers, right? But when you walk into the room and you're like, Jesus, I pray, and you just start working some stuff and you're like, yeah, I'm feeling fiery, right? It allows there to be a little bit more joy because you're dialoguing with the creator of the universe, right? The master of the universe, and not He-Man, you're praying and you're getting to engage and speak and go. And so like, how much more does it go, oh, this is a little bit awesome, right? There starts to be some joy. We pray the Bible on purpose here because I want you to know I'm not awesome. I'm almost anti-awesome, right? There's not any part about what I'm doing that I want you to ever think Justin's the only person who can pull that off, or there's the only way that that happens is like this. Why do I pray the Bible? Because I'm just not that creative when it comes to praying. Like, I just don't walk into praying with God, and the first thing I'm just like, ha, la, 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 I just start overflowing with words. That's just not me. Like, and I also have these moments and these doubts where when I'm praying, I'm like, is what I'm praying something God even wants to answer? Right? It's like, this very thing that I'm asking, is God really engaging with that, or is it me just running off at the mouth? And every one of you have felt the same way, that if you've gone to pray, there's been this moment of, is God really wanting to answer this? Does God really hear me? Is that also, what do I know? I know if the word of God is what God says it is, and God's asking his people to do with it, to pray with it, to take strength from it, to approach him boldly with it, if he's asking us to do that, then me praying the Bible means all of those things are true, and I don't have to wonder, am I doing this right? It's just me saying, all right, this is how it is. Let's go. All right. And then the final part is, for me, worship is very helpful, right? In bringing of worship music, I find it to be incredibly helpful because it takes the silence out of your house, right? It takes the weird, is really quiet right now, right? And you start praying and you're like, oh, the board is squeaky, right? Lord, I wiggle, 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 wiggle. Ha, 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 ha. That's funny, right? Like you have these random moments where you and I know you'll get distracted. You'll walk in there and you're like, what is that smell? I don't know, but it's funky. Right? Like there's just all of these things that'll go on. So what do you do? Worship music for me helps because somebody put a lot of effort into making that thing sound awesome. So when it starts playing, I'm like, okay, all right. It's not like just some random music to fill space, right? Like the music we have whenever it comes in, it's intentionally hype music because it helps me, right? So when you walk in, it's like, I mean, I'm glad you like it if you do. But for me, I'm like, I walk in, I'm like, yeah. Yeah, so some of you are like, why does he keep pointing at my face? I'm just so hyped, I can't help myself, right? It's just that, it starts to grow that way. So when worship music comes on, for me, it allows me, when I push play, I'm like, okay, I can start now. Jesus, da, 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 and I'll start singing the song or start rolling with that, and then I get to go, okay, Jesus, pow, 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 pow. Okay, so we're feeling good. So if you take that very same format, and you say, okay, if that's how you can pray in your room, how could you pray at your school? So glad you asked. The steps are exactly the same. Okay, so how do you start a prayer meeting at your school? You start a prayer meeting at your school. And you're like, how does one start a prayer meeting at their school? The same way you start anything at your school, right? If you want to get some people to play quarters and have your knuckles explode with blood, that's not that hard. What do you say? Woo-woo! Got a quarter, who's ready to get blasted? And people are like, ooh, I'm in, right? Spin it, spin it, spin it. You're mine now, right? Like it's not that hard to start anything at school. And yet when it comes to like praying stuff, we're like, whoa, 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 right? So there's that. So how could you start a prayer meeting tomorrow at your classroom? It's not going to be a snow day. It's going to be 60 degrees for like the next 2 weeks. Thank God. Right? I'm ready for snow to do whatever snow does in summer. Hashtag frozen. Okay, so I'm like, so how would you start a prayer meeting at school tomorrow when you get to school tomorrow? You're, what? Spring break. That's stupid. Okay, some of you are on it. Some of you are off. Okay, what do you do when you go to school next Monday, right? Because you're not going to remember this at all. So next Monday, you're going to school. What happens when you walk into school? Dun, 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 dun. Walk into school. You're like, hey, so come over here and pray with me, right? There's going to be this weird moment where people are going to go like this. What? Right? But what if someone walks over? Uh-oh. Now what do you got to do? Right? Like there's this, hey, anybody want to come pray with me about some stuff? Yeah. What if I said yes? Like what happens if someone actually says yes? There's this moment where like everybody's going to say no. But what if someone says yes? Then all of a sudden you're like, oh God, like, no, sorry, not to you, Lord. You're like, I don't know what to do right now. I'm so glad you asked. Okay. So if you walk in knowing I'm going to start a prayer meeting next Monday, not tomorrow because it's spring break, unless you're homeschooled and maybe you don't have spring break. That's so lame. Okay. So there's the start it. Okay, so you get into it. So how do you own it? All right, the same way that we all agree it's my responsibility for this thing every week, right? So how do I own this? I don't walk in on Sunday morning and go, so what are you guys thinking? I mean, you guys, what are you guys thinking we should pray right now? Because here's what I could almost guarantee would be the answer every time. Hey, so what are you guys thinking about praying right now? How open to you are the idea of maybe we prayed while playing Foursquare? We could pray while we dominate each other. That would be so awesome, wouldn't it? What if we all got a bowl of cereal and while we're eating, we could pray in our heads while talking? Right? So if it's my responsibility to own it, what's going to happen when we walk into this room? The same thing that happens every week. I'm going to say, open your Bibles here. We're going to pray this, this, and this. We're going to pray about this, this, and this. Caleb's going to come in. He's owning the music side. He's going to sing this, this, and this. And then what do you get to do when I say, all right, let's pray? You get to go, okay. How about that for a rhyme? Okay, so if you show up to school next Monday or 3 weeks from now, because for some reason you've got 14 days to break spring, all right? So when you walk into your school and you're like, whoo, hey, let's pray. Let's say there's some miracle person, some middle school angel walks over to you and it's like, okay, what do we want to pray about? You're like, okay, here's the deal. I brought my Bible. And I think it'd be really awesome if we prayed Psalm 145. My youth pastor used it yesterday. I'm totally going to steal his prayer. You, right, or you're like, hey, my youth pastor used it 8 days ago. I remembered because he's awesome. And so I'm going to pray what he prayed. It'll give you a little bit of a head start. And then once I'm done praying, you can pray too. How do you feel about that? Right? And then it's like, okay. Okay, so then what happens, right? If you get to start it and you get to own it, like you're responsible, I'm going to bring some stuff to pray, right? What happens when you get there? If you're like, hey, anybody want to play? Because if we were playing quarters, you would be like, yes, right? Which I would dominate you. Sidebar, I'm a beast. I'll blow every one of your knuckles up, right? But when we come to enjoying it, if we started playing quarters and I was just like, right, as soon as, like, I can guarantee you in two hits of quarters, you've got blood on the table, right? What's going to happen the first time your knuckle explodes? What am I going to do? Boo! Yeah! Okay, so if I've got that same attitude right then, and we start coming to pray, and I'm like, God, I pray for, are you listening right now? I'm praying for blah, 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 blah. That's all I remember from my youth pastor. You want to pray now? See you tomorrow. Okay. Right. There's got to be this sense of like, we're going to have some joy here. We're going to find some fun here. Okay. So praying the Bible helps. Why? Because you know, you're just not running off at the mouth at some random praying thing. You're not like, God, I didn't study at all for that test, but you're awesome and you can fill my brain with every answer correctly. And I would ask you to do that because Call of Duty was really important last night and I'm a little bit trapped, and my parents are going to be so ticked if I get a bad grade. So thanks, Lord. Right? Like, you're not going to find, hey, God, I didn't prepare like I should have, so can you bless me in the Bible? But what are you going to find? You're going to find a lot of things in there that when you pray it, you're like, oh, yeah, this is feeling good. How do you bring worship? Most schools are equipped with Wi-Fi right now. All right, so how would you bring worship to school? The same way you bring any other kind of worship to school or any other kind of music, right? When I walk through middle schools and high schools, which I still do in serving, what do I see a lot of? Earphones, headbuds, whatever you want to call them, right? You see random people walking through school, right, when it's early morning. They've got headphones in. They're playing songs. What happened when Gavin got here today, right? Started rolling through some tunes. Right, so it's just that easy. So you may be like, I don't even have worship songs. So glad you said that. We started a Spotify account for Freezy, right? And Spotify's free on all devices. And what did we start it? We did it so all the songs we use in this room every week, we put on a playlist in Spotify, and we'll share it with you. We send it out through all these social networks that we use so that you can go home, click on the link, and it'll open Spotify. And then while you're there, you'll get to listen to the song. So how could you bring worship to school? You just install Spotify on your whatever device has the internet. And you may be like, I don't have an internet device. Okay, so get a hamster and a bicycle and an 8-track player. I don't know, but we'll find a way. If you're like, I literally have no idea how I would bring worship to school, and you're like, I would so start a prayer meeting if I could bring the worsh, I'll find a way to get the worsh there. I will bring the worsh if that's the only thing that's missing. So then, all right, you've got that. If you walk into school in 75 days when you return from spring break and you're like, whoo, hey, all right, let's start to pray, and we start going, you do that. There's a way for you even to say like, ooh, wouldn't it be awesome if rather than doing it in the cafeteria where there's all kinds of brouhaha going on right now, wouldn't it be awesome if we found a classroom? So you know what you can do? You can walk up to one of the many teachers and administrators that are in your school, the ones that actually like you because you've been good in their class as opposed to the ones who don't like you because you're kind of a punk in there. All right, so walk up to one of them and you're like, hey, I have a question. Would it be okay with you, since you're going to be here early anyways, would it be okay with you I had some friends of mine that I raised my hand and was like, hey, do you want to pray? They said, yes. We prayed together. It was a little bit awkward because this guy was running through the hallways making a muckety muck, and then it kind of just got hard for us to stay concentrated because that guy was being a dumb. Would it be okay with you if we came to your classroom and once a week we met in your classroom and we prayed together before school started? Would you be cool with that? Because I'm cool with you. Right? Here's what I'm going to go ahead and assume the answer to that question is because of most of the teachers. I know. The answer is going to be yes. Why? Because there's so many times where teachers and administrators and everybody else are like, you mean something constructive can happen before school starts? Please, God, yes. Right? And so there's usually this like moment for a teacher that they're like, you mean you want to be here a little bit early? And you would come to my class a little bit early. They might pass out. Like, you probably have to call the school nurse once that happens. Game on. Okay, so here's what happens, right? Because we make it so hard. We put so much in, like, I don't know what's going to happen. We can all say, that sounds really easy, right? It sounds like it's just a really, okay, how do I start one? Start one. And what happens once I get there? Just have something ready. What happens when I have something ready? Act like you like it, right? What happens when you act like you like it? Pray the Bible. Don't just randomly just start praying random things or have everyone stand around going, hey, let's all pray in our head right now so it's really awkward and quiet because that's going to be awesome at 7:30. I would love for every one of us just to not make a sound, quiet as a mouse. Let's listen to the buzzing lights. This was the best prayer meeting of all time. See you guys next week, right? Like, there's that. So then you can just slide the phone out in the middle, right? You're like, don't any of you suckers steal it. It's worship music. The Lord is watching, right? Like, you can just start playing some worship tunes, and then it's on. Okay, so that sounds really easy. The only reason where you would say it's not that easy is if you're convincing yourself that it's not as practical and easy as I just made it sound, right? And I'm not trying to, like, say, well, listen, you guys, you just got to... It's not any of that. It really is that easy if we just say, let's do the thing, right? So the two locations, your room, your school, it's that easy to start a prayer meeting there and believing that if God wants to reach a generation, if God wants to transform our hearts, if God wants to go to work, then what better place to start than on our campus and with our friends? Okay, so here's how we're going to work. All right, so this morning we went over to the sanctuary for a little bit. And we did some worship, took some commune, right? And so then now I've been putting a little bit of air in the tires. We call it the prayer charge, right? So we've just been getting the, let's get aggressive. Let's all saddle our horses. Let's get ready to go to war. Okay, we're there. All right, so then we've talked about starting a prayer meeting. So today I'm going to give you the literal, here's how, if you were at school and said, who wants to pray with me? Here, I'm going to show you how you can walk it out. Step one to who wants to pray with me all the way to the end in 15 minutes time. All right, so again, starting it, owning it, bringing the Bible, praying worship, right, playing worship and enjoying it, all of those things being present, Psalm 145 is what we're going to pray. So there's a Bible under your chair. I'm owning it right now. I came prepared. So open up to Psalm 145, verses 13 to 21. All right, if you're there, say who to who. Okay, so a couple of people are still waiting. We'll get there. So Psalm 145. All right, so if we're in the room, right, we showed up to Mrs. Clementine's room, right, and we're ready to pray, right? I said, hey, you guys, be at Clementine's at like 7:15, and you guys are there, 7:15, assuming school starts at 7:30. I don't even know, right? Maybe it's 7:45. Maybe it's 8. Maybe it's 8:15. Maybe it's 8:30. Maybe you're... you know, homeschooled, and you start when you wake up. Whenever you start your time, right, you've got the, let's go 15 minutes early. Here it is. Okay, so guess what I did? I brought some worship, all right? So, Cameron, there's some worship tunes on the sidebar, right? So watch this. Hey, you guys, we're going to start to just play some worship tunes. We're going to pray Psalm 145. I'm going to let you read over it and just start to think about praying it while this first worship song plays. We're so right there.
You unravel me.
All right, turn it down a little bit. I like halfway. All right, so if we're all in the room, Mrs. Clementine's, right? She's here. She's happy. She's going to start grading some tests, looking at her computer, doing random work. I'm starting it. I'm owning it. I'm bringing the Bible, bringing the worst. It's joy time. All right, so if it were me, I would say, all right, let's all come to the front and make a circle, because circles are for friends. So come on up to the front. We're gonna make a, don't leave the lights on, because you can't turn the lights off at school. That's awkward, right? Like they would think it's like a code red drill or something. All right, so here we go. We're all bringing it to the middle. It's more oval in nature. All right, so here we are.
I've been born. no love.